Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 34, The Laws of Tzedakah, Part 2. Unfortunately, it can be human nature that when it comes to our own needs, we want, we need only the best, only the finest, only the newest. But when it comes to matters of a mitzvah or tzedakah, that's where we say, you know what, as long as I give the bare minimum, that is enough. So the Shulchan Aruch says it shouldn't be that mindset. We should treat our spiritual pursuits with the same attention as those things we spend on ourselves. When we build a shul, it should be a beautiful building as nice as our own dwelling. When we feed a hungry person, we should give him the best, the tastiest of the same types of foods that we would eat. When we give clothing to those people who need clothes, we should give them nice clothes. And in general, there is this idea of all mitzvahs should be done in a beautiful manner that shows just how much we treasure this opportunity. In yesterday's lesson, we spoke about the general mitzvah of tzedakah that happens when we are asked by someone in need to help, and we have this mitzvah to give and not to close our hearts and our hands. Today, the Shulchan Aruch will bring the beautiful mitzvah of meiser, of tithing, but first, some background. The practice of giving 10% actually first appears in the Torah as something that was done by the patriarchs. Now, this was before the giving of the Torah, not a commandment that would be binding on us, but it shows that that was the practice that they did. Fast forward later in the Torah, and we see that the farmers in biblical Israel had various types of tzedakah that they would have to give, whether to the Levites, whether to those that were poor, different types of meiser, tithing. This was biblical law. Once the temple was destroyed and the Jewish people moved away from an agrarian society in Israel, it was at that point that the sages instituted giving meiser from your money, from your income, modeling the original mitzvah that farmers used to do. Now, I should note, while there are a minority of opinions that consider this tithing as a biblical mitzvah, most consider it more of a custom that developed, modeled after the original mitzvah for the farmers. The founder of Chabad, the Alter Rebbe, writes in his Shulchan Aruch that it is considered a rabbinic mitzvah. However you slice it, it is clear that this is an important Jewish tradition, and it's worthwhile to spend a few moments to discuss it in greater detail, even beyond what the Shulchan Aruch discusses in this chapter. Firstly, there is something significant about 10%. And therefore, even if one says, I'm going to be giving lots of tzedakah, in fact, I might even transcend the 10% benchmark, there is still something valuable about separating that 10% and giving the tzedakah. If you want to give more on top of that, beautiful, but do make the calculations to properly do the meiser, the tithing of one's income. I've always been humbled to see individuals that as soon as they get their paycheck will actually take off 10%. They will transfer it to a separate account. They call that the tzedakah account. And from that account, they will write the checks to the various organizations, needy individuals, causes, so on and so forth. This is an absolutely beautiful way of fulfilling this tradition. It makes it so much easier to give later on, knowing that that money has already been allocated for tzedakah purposes. And of course, it is the best way to make sure that one is indeed giving 10%. That the 10% calculation is after taxes, is after other business expenses. There are books that outline these laws in great detail, but the general rule is that those things that are typically tax deductible will also be maaser deductible when it comes to determining on what amount should you be striving to give the 10%. Of course, over here, there is no IRS. This is something that is completely up to the person, just between you and Hashem. In addition to giving the 10% from one's salary, one should ideally also give it from other types of earnings or inheritance. There is some discussion whether or not meiser needs to be given from a gift, but certainly in the instance where someone gave something to you and earmarked that gift for a particular purpose. You needed something. A good example might be parents that give something to their children. They expect that you use the entire sum and you would not give miser on that gift. The 10% can be used for the poor, it can be used for Torah organizations, to synagogues, and to other causes that can be considered a mitzvah. Ideally, however, it should not be used on something that is an independent mitzvah. For instance, if someone is anyways buying a lulav and etrog for the holiday of Sukkot, one should not use their miser for that because that is an independent mitzvah. The same would apply if it's buying mezuzot or a talit. These are items that you need to buy anyways. You cannot use money allocated for tzedakah for this, unless you're buying it from a synagogue that elevates the price, because there's also a donation component, in which case you would be allowed to use that percentage from your tzedakah funds. One would be allowed to use tzedakah funds for a synagogue membership or seats on the high holidays, but you should have this in mind when you are paying the bill, that this is considered part of your tzedakah for the year. People often ask about Torah education for their children. Well, parents have an obligation to educate their children if they are paying a Hebrew school or a day school to have that job. Many opinions say one should ideally, if possible, not use the miser for that, being that that is an independent obligation. That said, in many situations, if you're paying full price, you are also helping pay for the tuition of those that are unable to pay full price. And as a result, at least a percentage of what you're paying can be considered miser. In many of these cases, it really depends on one's financial position. Is one able to give miser outside of these gray areas? Or is it difficult for you? And as a result, you need to include some of these categories within the 10% that you give. Certainly, as we will discuss more tomorrow, if one is supporting family members that need the additional assistance, that can certainly be considered tzedakah, and miser money can be used for that, unless, of course, we're talking about one's young children, in which one has, as a parent, an existing obligation to support them. But once they are older, or certainly when it comes to cousins and nieces and nephews, at that point, one is able to use the tzedakah funds to help them out. And while miser is the general amount we should all strive for, the Shulchan Aruch says, an even greater level would be an individual giving not 10, but 20%. It cautions not to give much more than that if it would require you not to have enough for your own family. On the same note, I should mention that even though yesterday we said that someone who is themselves poor and needing to collect tzedakah, they still have the mitzvah of tzedakah because everyone must be a giver. That said, that would apply to some type of tzedakah on a low level, but they certainly should not be giving miser if that would just require them to need more from others. A concluding thought, the mitzvah of tzedakah, and in particular, striving to give 10%, is ultimately a true test of a person's faith. We can speak about emunah, faith in theory, and then we can talk about applied faith. When someone parts with their hard-earned money that they know they could be using for all sorts of purposes, and they use it for a mitzvah, they use it for tzedakah, you have so many positive qualities being expressed right now. You have love for another, you have compassion, you have selflessness, and yes, you also have faith. The faith that everything Hashem gives you is for the purpose of helping other people. Faith that when you give, you will see that come back to you. And in fact, the Hebrew word for 10%, maaser, the sages say, is etymologically related to the word ashir, meaning rich. For we have a promise from Hashem that we will be blessed for giving maaser. And usually we are not supposed to test Hashem when we do a mitzvah, but when it comes to this particular mitzvah, we can tell Hashem, I am giving this tzedakah with the expectation that I should see revealed blessings in my life.